before this regulation came into being, myself and another colleague who works with me out in the European Parliament went and met the Commission and expressed our concerns that the Irish government would drive us down the road of temporary supply adjustment. And they told us, no, don't worry. This is an option. It is not something that you have to do. And it's very, very clear in Article 1 of this measure. It says quite clearly, the measures taken by Ireland should be aimed at reducing production or restructuring the beef and veal sector. There are other options, and one of the options is protecting and improving the farmers' economic sustainability, which means that it is possible to pay all this money as a top-up in areas of natural constraint. This is to be done over the next year. It is too short of a time frame to restructure the beef industry. And anyways, we are right slap bang in the middle of a review of the Common Agricultural Policy.
Is it your belief that the government is paying more heed to economic and business requirements than it is to the requirements of the agricultural sector and the farmers themselves?
Whoever is pulling the strings there and whoever is making these decisions and sending people out to say these things, I don't know. But the one thing you've got to do is base your statements on facts. And it is simply untrue to say that there must be some temporary adjustment in supply to address the market issue. That is not true, and we need the record corrected.